This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear them. Look, there were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
I'm sorry. We are back. You never... Should I tell them? No, I'm going to tell them. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Some of you know it. We go to wide angle. There's a TV off to my left. And it's just in case it's breaking news or something like that. So, not that I kind of like watch a show while I'm talking to you. Anyway... What is she called? The Santa Monica Sherpa or something? What is she?
The liberal Sherpa.
Yeah, she's on with Tucker Carlson. You know who I'm talking about. She's the lady. I mean, if her eyes were any further apart, she'd be a flounder. That's what
Kathy
she would have been.
Arru.
What?
Kathy Arru.
Yeah, whatever. And no. So I looked over her and I was listening. I remember what Jose said in the last segment, but I looked over. And her face was felt like that. See? She's full of the screen. And she scares you. I mean, those eyes are so big and so far apart, and she looks like she's
like Bambi.
No. She looks like the woman who'd be holding the knife in Psycho. Okay? I mean, just scares you to no end. Anyhow, thank God she is on the other side of that television set. That's just great. Joe was senior host. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, keep an eye on what's going on between Biden and Bernie and the DNC and everything else. The Biden-Trump thing, I think it's funny. I would kind of ignore what's going on between those two because the Dems are going to eat their own. I really believe that. As I watch what's going down, as I watch AOC and her team now trying to tear apart Joe Biden and hold up Bernie, I think Bernie should run. I think they should give. I think Bernie is owed the primary, so they should give it to him to make up for last time. Really, and if you listen to that guy Tom Perez from the DNC, yeah. He's another one. He doesn't take the red pill or the blue pill. He's found a green pill that he's working on. The guy is very, very... He's another one. Very scary. Everything that happens on this planet is because of President Trump. Did you know... Were you aware of that? Well, you listen to him for 5 minutes and you'll get that loud and clear. Okay, so I'm always beefing about what they're doing at your colleges, what they're doing to your kids at colleges, what you're doing to your kids by sending them to those colleges. And some of the classes that they have that just make me crazy. Because any way you cut it, your money, your tax dollars are going to these schools. Whether it's in grants or with state schools, it's the money that's going to repair those schools, pay those teachers. Two official university divisions at UCLA teamed up to host an event Thursday which introduced students to the art of, well, was it mathematics? Pole dancing. The sexploration pole art class It was hosted by the UCLA Sexual Health Coalition. It's a and UCLA Housing. Now, according to Facebook event page, organizers offered students the chance to explore their inner diva or divo, whatever the case may be, and get introduced to the basic moves needed to become a magnificent pole dancer. Now, one of the first stories I did on the show in the first year was pole dancing mommy and me classes. And my big mistake was saying, and where does this end? Duh. Should get my mouth shut. The class was taught by Candace Kane, a Los Angeles area can't stand this. Okay. Hey, Los Angeles? No, it gets better. You ready? She's a Los Angeles area exotic aerialist. So they're not dancers anymore. They've gone past gymnasts. Now they're aerialists, who told the Daily Bruin, which is paper for UCLA, that she hoped the attendees of her class would gain more confidence in their appearance, because when you see yourself accomplishing something that you thought you couldn't, it opens up a whole other world to you. I just never, in all the years I was going to school, with all the girls that I went to school with, I knew no one that was aspiring to be an exotic aerialist. You know what I mean? You knew the ones that were going to become exotic dancers. And I'll leave it at that. But I'd never heard anybody actually wanting to become an exotic aerialist. One attendee, freshman biology student Eli Mendelson, also told the Daily Bruin that having a pole dancing class available to students gives them a way to control these kids are whacked. It gives them a way to take control of the way they present themselves. Because, every good job, no matter where you're going for your interview, starts with a good pole dance. Don't you know that? There you go, honey. I think we found our next $1 million item. Portable poles for pole dancing. I like it. This isn't the first time that UCLA has held such an event. April 2018, UCLA Health Sexual Health Coalition hosted a sextraganza, which included workshops on topics like topics of heel, chair, and pole dancing. That was also the one where they were home, but innovated home sex. And the first picture I saw was the one that made me say, we got to do this story. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Special guest coming up right after the break. I don't tell you anymore because I want you to come back. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time out that you have with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Be, you know, look, you sitting there yelling at your radio fixes nothing. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to get off the couch? Going to put that channel changer down? Put the hot dog down? Do something. Seriously. We keep talking, you know. All right, here's my moment before I bring on my guest. We are really great, or a lot of conservatives are really great at pounding on the keyboard, and you know what I mean by that. Okay, really good. But when I say come out and support this person, come out and do this, not so much. Really, truly, I mean that, not so much. So, You're not into rallies. You're not into, I get all that. That's cool. I don't like to go to rallies either. They're noisy and somebody always gets stupid. But I'll tell you what you can do. If education is on your heart, then you find out when your local school boards are having their meetings. And you go to those meetings. You look at the agenda ahead of time. You figure out what you want to speak on or not speak on and what you want to push back on and you want to give your 2 cents. That's how you stop them. That's how you make them uncomfortable. I'm telling you, as a school board member, when you have 10, 20, 50 parents in that room that are mad, it ain't a good feeling. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. It's no place. It's not where you want to be ever. But we don't do that. You know who does that? The left does it on a regular basis. They show up at these meetings. It's just amazing to me that we don't take the time ourselves to do it. So if you want to keep losing, don't show up. If you want to keep losing, don't push back. If you want to keep losing your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons and granddaughters, don't push back. It really, for me, it's really that simple. All right, before I go off too long and get too stupid, let me bring her on. Karen Sigmund joins me. I always enjoy when she's on with me. And Karen, thanks for being with me. I appreciate you being here so much.
So glad to be here. Glad to be here, Joe. Thank you.
I didn't mean to rant that long. I just
No. You bring up an excellent point, and I would just add, not only do they show up, but when we don't, it's not just that we lose. It's that it gives the impression that we're okay with everything.
Yep.
And that's what gives them permission and a sense of sort of righteousness when they go and do whatever it is they do. They take action all the time, and mm-hmm. when we don't, the only message one can take from that is that we're fine with it.
Well, I tell people all the time.
It's outrageous.
Being a trustee on the school board, the people have to realize two things. We are our representative government. Now, everybody loves saying that, but do you know what that means? It's not a dictatorship. It's not a democracy or a democratic government. What you have to understand is that we represent everybody. If I have 70 people in that room telling me sex education and teaching kids how to pole dance is what the community wants, and I have nobody pushing back, okay, I've got to assume, as an elected official, that those constituents represent the majority of the constituents in my area. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People don't realize that. You elect us and you don't show up.
You honor them.
Yeah.
Right. And it's your job. They elected you to honor and represent them and their opinions. But on the flip side, I don't know if it's the flip side exactly, but when we show up, we really have an impact. I think it's schools in San Diego that CARE had been so influential in pushing for Islam in the curriculum. We stood up to that and shut that down. And the same thing is happening about the unbelievable sex ed that's going on. Also, I think San Diego. They seem to be a lot more active. They're taking a real stance. That's mm-hmm. us.
Well,
when we show up,
the parents. I got to tell you something. I actually, during the election, I sent pages from the book that's being pushed by California, Ed, to send it down to the schools. I ripped out pictures from that book, electronically, and sent them to people saying, is this what you want your children taught? And this is where you can find it up on the California website. And they were horrified because they didn't think it was happening. And I said, that's because you don't go. You don't show up. You don't ask your kids. You don't thumb through your kids' books. What's happened to us?
Right. We've really completely ceded everything, certainly regarding our families and children, to the institutions like education. And we think, why shouldn't we? We pay for it in taxes. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And I would even add people who send their children to independent, to private school, feel we're paying tuition. We don't have to be that involved. We don't have to be micromanagers of everything. We're paying good money either through taxes or tuition. And these are the experts, these are professionals, and they will take care of educating my child in the best possible way. And they really don't pay attention, and it is utterly stunning. My dissertation was on young adult literature that was taught in schools. And exactly, you read passages to parents stuff that would not be printed in any newspaper, literally could not be printed, and they're teaching this to middle schoolers and high schoolers. It's shocking, and parents need to be aware. So I love that you have these rants, Joe. I really do, because it's really important. And one of the things, we really get complacent. We turn things over, and the left knows this, and that's why they're in the schools.
Well, you know what, and I'll go one step further with you. I tell people all the time, when you go to the schools, Karen, they make you feel inadequate when you go to talk about your child, right? Because they have the PhD sitting on the wall, or the ED sitting up on the wall, you know, whatever the degrees are. The counselor's been counseling for 35 years. They've seen tens of thousands of kids like yours. You're just going to have to put up
correct.
With the fact that your child is A, B, or C. The parents tend to get up
right.
and walk out of the room going, well, you know, they've been doing this forever, and maybe I'm too hard on little Frankie. And, you know, we didn't take that tack. We knew our kids. And we actually had a counselor say to us, maybe your son, you're going to have to decide that maybe your son is just a C-minus student, and he's doing the best he can. I'm thinking, he doesn't crack a book. He's not just a C-minus. He's lazy. He doesn't crack a book.
He's lazy. Right.
Right?
Or, and worse, he is hyper, and we need to medicate him.
Yeah,
which is really horrifying.
We have our own medication with our grandkids. It's called run around the pool 50 times. Okay?
Yes, right. Exactly.
Natural medication.
And actually, it's really horrible. And what a lot of schools do with budget cuts, instead of cutting where they should be cutting, which is all the incredible tiers of administrative nonsense and diversity this and multi-culti that, they cut the arts, which I think is horrible, and they cut PE, so it exacerbates the problem. And they found that when they increase recess, somehow these problems tend to go away.
Amazing! Just like my son's problems went away, the behavioral problems went away when he learned how to read, but the school didn't know he couldn't learn how to. Anyway, don't get me started.
Yeah.
We'll be back after
the
break. Your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Karen will be with me after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House voted to table an impeachment resolution against President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now. It was brought forward by Texas Democrat Al Green, who said this before the vote.
You don't delay justice. The Mueller hearing has nothing to do with what we're doing now. The Mueller hearing is all about obstruction. This is about bigotry and racism.
The House vote was 332-95 to set aside the measure. Heading to a campaign rally in North Carolina, there was more response from President Trump regarding the four congresswomen of color.
When you look at some of the things they said, they're unthinkable. If somebody else or me or anybody else said things like that, it would be historic. So you ought to look at some of the horrible statements, because there's never been statements like that.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. I always love when they play the theme, opening theme for Congress on the show. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to Facebook. Got a lot of, it looks like there's a lot of conversation going on up there. I do appreciate you guys keeping up and letting me know. It's really funny. I was reading an article a couple of months ago about talk shows where there's not as many phone calls, not the emails, but because of chat rooms now, They're talking in the chat room instead of calling the host. Here's the problem. I only have two eyes, so I can't watch 27 conversations at once, okay? You know what I'm saying? So if I don't answer you, don't get irritated that I didn't get above. A little patience, you know what I mean? Take a lesson from those people that are treating Trump so well. No, don't do that. Anyway. Joe the Senior, host, always a pleasure. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. And she is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Great, great organization. And I always enjoy.
Thank you.
And you've had some great, not that you have, aren't going to have more, but you've had some really great events that we need to get more people to. They need to understand how to fight for their freedom. Not that they have a right to it, but how to fight for it. And you've got a great one coming up. Tell people about it.
Oh, we most certainly do. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's... The thing is this, as I see it anyway, and I think you as well, by the time election season starts and campaigning starts and then we go to the ballot box, it's too late. The left fights 24/7, 365, all 4 years of every election cycle.
Yep.
They are always working to advance the agenda, always, always. In every conversation, in every action, everything that they do, it's all about pushing the leftist agenda. We tend to sort of, as we do with education, we hand it over to the experts. With elections, we tend to, right, 3 months before an election, we sort of wake up, we get all excited, we do precinct walking, we go door to door, we phone bank, then elections happen. And maybe we win, maybe we don't win, but whatever happens, we then sort of go dormant. And it's not, we're never really going to get ahead that way. We never are. We had the presidency, the and both houses of Congress for 2 years. We got a fair amount done. But as long as the left owns every single means of influencing, of education, of they're so prevalent in the law, as long as they're in all these institutions, we have to fight back in all those institutions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of this has been going on for decades. When the Marxist Revolution didn't yield the fruit that they were hoping, when people chose to not have an economic revolution, they chose to go through the culture. This was a specific idea. They called it the Long March Through the Institutions, and that's exactly what they've done. So when every time we turn around, we see, oh my gosh, another leftist, you know, hijacking of something. Look what's happening in the church. Look what's happening in education. Hollywood, the media, the NFL, everything. This has long been multiculturalism, all these things. They've all been in the works for a really long time. And we, a lot of us, even those who just wake up, you know, because of Trump or because of Brandon Straker or whatever, they're seeing what's going on and they're walking away. We don't all really understand the depths of this. And so our conference that's May 5th is on that very long march through the institutions, which has been the left's revolution by other means. And we are so excited about this. We have 21 speakers, starting with the man himself, David Horowitz, who's been fighting against the left since he discovered as a leftist, as a communist, how evil and pervasively evil they are and pernicious insidious. And, right? He's the guy who's literally written the book on this. So he's opening it. And he was one of the first to go into the schools and realize that it's through education that this indoctrination happens, which is why it's so great that you do what you do. And I'm a teacher. It's why, you know, in part, why I do what I do, because otherwise they have a monopoly on the voice. So David Horowitz started going into...
You're doing what I've been telling people to do. You know, Horowitz, I got to tell you something. With Horowitz, I can ask him a question, and literally I can get up and walk away from the microphone and go make myself a sandwich. And he's still going when I come back. You know what I mean? I mean, he is so... he's got so much he's got to unload with. But you're doing what I've been telling people to do forever, which is the reason... we're losing some of these battles is when you talk to young people today, they don't have a grasp of logic reasoning. They don't have a grasp of history. And conservative teachers have backed away. Conservative teachers have shut up because they don't like taking the aggravation they get from the liberal teachers. Same thing, you know, when they get to colleges. But I'm not trying to be really mean here, but I want to say, really, look what you've put out there. We have kids, black kids, that don't know the Civil War was fought for their freedom. We have, you know, kids out there that think that we won our independence from China in the mid-60s. You know, I can't tell you.
And worse. And worse, what they're taught about America isn't just all that. It's not just that they're ignorant. It's really, literally, that they're taught that America is a nation that should be awash in shame for all the evils that we've perpetrated throughout our history and before. I mean, look at how they're desecrating and destroying Christopher Columbus and the statues of everybody that they have come down.
Tate Smith.
It's all about
so serious
shame. Yes, it's really, it's fascist. It's they in their revisionism of history and their destruction of our history in service of this revisionism. It's fascism. It's absolutely fascism. It's in the schools that it's the deepest.
They don't use any of the words the way they're described in the dictionary. And I said the sad part is this. Let's just start with the word racist. You use the word racist so much on the left. You use it or lay it on people so much. You have made it of no effect. You have made it meaningless, which means when real racism takes place, it means nothing. Because we don't know if you're throwing it out just to make somebody feel bad or back down, or if there's really a racist situation going on. And they're doing that with all the words now.
With all rape being another one.
Oh.
A glance is rape, right? Or calling everybody Hitler or a Nazi or everything. Not only is it's just insulting and wrong, but you're exactly right. It trivializes what once was a reality. And the thing about racism is that very term was a communist term. I believe it was even Lenin. I don't know all the details of this. I'm just pulling the people together who do. I don't know. But I believe it was Lenin and his cabal who came up with the very notion of racism as a way of casting America in a bad light. They're racist. They're racist. They're racist.
Amazing.
So all of these terms that we toss around, multiculturalism was a communist ploy. Social justice is a
Karen,
social,
don't you
was a,
love,
was a communist ploy.
They say we go into these countries overseas, in the Middle East, because we want their oil, because we want to take their oil. Oil is that gold that we want to get our hands on. And I always say the same thing to these lefties when I'm talking. So what country did you can prove to me that we actually went into and took oil out of? What countries do we take oil out of? What countries do we go into and stop them from selling the oil, and we sold it instead and took the money back that we spent saving their behinds? We haven't done that. We don't do that.
Right.
We've never done it.
Never.
We bombed
never.
Japan.
Where did we...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, we bombed Japan to save millions of lives. And then what did we do? We went back and we rebuilt. And we helped them They killed 3,000 of our people. Right? Unprovoked. 3,000 of our people. And we went back and we fed them. And we clothed them. And we helped them rebuild on our dime.
So that was what I was going to say, is where have we ever left in worse shape than when we went in? Never, nowhere. Never happened. And I would even go further and say the British colonialists, same way. Everywhere they left in better shape. Every single place. Better than when they got there.
You and I are going to take a happy pill and come back after the break. Because, you know, I believe in capitalism. We've got to make a few bucks here. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Karen is not going anywhere. We're going to keep her on for the next segment as well.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. And yes, I am. I wasn't born to wave the flag, but I'm no problem waving the flag, and neither should you. Seriously, you know, I talk about this a lot. I grew up in a very, very, very Italian neighborhood. Kids would just get off the boat that weekend, and they were very proud of their Italian heritage. But I can't tell you as a kid growing up of one store, one place, one outlet that only flew an Italian flag. Every one of the stores I remember growing up with, the American flag was all over the place. And when they had feasts, because the Italians have a summer of feasts, and the food's really good. Anyway, summer of feasts, and you always saw the American flag, those little flags that everybody waves, you saw the American flag and the Italian flag side by side, taped together, you know, on the stems, and people would be waving both flags. They were proud to be American citizens. They were proud to be to this country. For a country that's so bad, we were talking about that last segment, so hated, so oppressive, these must be mentally deranged people that are trying to get here. Right, Karen?
Oh, it's right. I just saw a hilarious meme. So the Democrats want to make this country socialist so that the people fleeing socialist countries can get better health care. Right? It's insane.
Great.
But
it's
you're
great.
Right. People who used to come would work. Not, they were proud to be here, but they also had worked very hard for the right to come. And they valued that privilege with every cell of their bodies. My dad came over in the mid-50s after we bombed the daylights out of them. He grew up in Berlin. We were bombing them by day and the English by night, and couldn't wait to come to this country, because this, one of the things he said was, this was a country that would never back down, that would never lose. And he wanted to be part of a country that stood for great things. And that's here, that's us. And he worked hard to be here, and he valued it always. We learned German. I went to German school. We traveled to Europe. We, you know, did all that stuff.
Right.
And yet, the pride was in being American.
Oh, yeah.
German was cultural, but America was... That's where our pride was.
Well, that's what I said. And you never forgot your culture. And to your point, there's nothing wrong with learning where your parents and your grandparents came from, and the wonderful things that they grew up learning and knowing, right?
Right. It makes your life that much richer. And as conservatives, we honor our heritage, not only our collective heritage, but we can each honor our own heritage. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We treasure that, whatever is good. If it's the art, the tradition, various traditions, all wonderful. But we're Americans. Great to honor your own heritage. But if you're going to be here, you're here because we're the rule of law, we're where we've got due process, we have the Constitution, we have the First, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, you know, all the amendments, everything that guarantees us our God-given freedoms. And for people to turn their backs on that, just it's insane. I know you'd said it sort of ironically before, but it really is nuts. To why come here and want to turn it into the I don't want to use the word that the president had used, but into the toilet, I guess, from where they had come. What is the point of that?
You're in education. You've been in education many years. And I look at somebody like AOC, all right?
And yeah.
She went to... you know where I'm going to go with this.
She went to
a great high school. She went to a great college. And I'm sure that every time her dad... You know, hears her speak. This is what he hears in his head. I mean, Siri, he's got to think of all that money that he flushed. I don't even know if she truly can speak with the knowledge of a seventh grader. I really don't
know. Well, the tragedy to me is that she is the perfect reflection of...
Yes.
Of the quintessential leftist education. She went to BU, which is where I have 2 degrees from. I have advanced degrees from Boston University. I know who she had as a teacher. He's head of the Department of International Relations. And I know that they see her as a success story. In every way, she is as successful a creation of a leftist institution as one could imagine. She appears eloquent while saying nothing. She has complete confidence based on nothing but emptiness. Her self-esteem is through the roof, right? This is one of their goals, have good self-esteem. Factually, utterly, completely, 1,000% wrong, but as they also learn from the younger grades on up, facts don't matter. It's how you present things, and as she herself was very clear in saying, it's how we feel that's more important. It's where our passion is that's more important than actually knowing anything. She is perfect. She is the quintessential product of today's education. And frankly, to be honest, she fills me with sadness, because this is a kid who, you know, had a deep desire to learn, a passion for doing good works, wanting to use whatever skills she's been given to make the world a better place. And if what had filled that vessel of desire had been the correct things, the actual history, actual anything factual, the power that she could have had for good is tremendous. But instead, they filled that vessel of passion with garbage. Well, and one day, there may come a day when she looks back and says, holy crap, it was all wrong. As so many of us have, most of us at one time were on the left. And then at one point you realize, I mean, Evan says this, Evan Sayed says this, the first time you think is the last time you're a Democrat. It's absolutely true. And then you start, as Brendan Straka did, he had that moment of, oh my gosh, I've been being lied to about Trump. And then from that moment, he started looking at everything.
Yeah.
That may happen to this girl.
Oh, you are such a sweetheart and optimist.
Well,
you know,
I don't know.
Listen. So I went to BU too, but I wasn't. I went there on the weekends. I'll put it that way because it was a great school to hang out in on the weekends. Also,
yeah,
you know,
it's fabulous, you
say that she speaks with confidence, and I always joke with people. I say, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. A con man was short for a confidence man.
Right.
And the reason they called him a confidence man, because the joke was he could sell water to a drowning man, because he sounded so confident in what he was doing and selling and talking about. You would buy stocks from a guy like that. You would give him your money. You would hand over your house to him because he was going to do all this wonderful stuff for you, and he made you really believe that he was going to do these things. And that's what these young people who have no clue of anything. Look, 29 years old. And she's never been married. She's never had kids. She's had no house. She's had no business. And she thinks that she's all that because now she got voted in as a congresswoman.
And she's been told that she's all that. And again, as I said, she's the quintessential product. That's because in large part, and I saw this where I used to teach, all the eighth graders had to do presentations on some topic. And they would they had to do PowerPoint, and then they had to present to the entire middle school. And they would stand up there with these magnificent PowerPoint presentations with full confidence, speaking and telling a joke and opening with this and then concluding with that, beautifully crafted. Not a word of it. Well, I shouldn't exaggerate. Much of it would be untrue.
Yep.
And I'd point this out. And the head of the middle school said, yes, but didn't he have confidence? Look at how well he presented himself. And she's that. She's exactly that. So this is why we have to hold conferences like this, if I can bring it back to the conference.
No, I was actually going to tell you, tell people how to get involved with it, how to get there, how to become a member. You know, this is what I'm telling people. You have to support groups like Karen's if you keep wanting to get the truth out, because we're not getting it out on Facebook, people.
No, we're not. And the truth will always be shunted aside. Why? Because the truth is always in the way of the left. I had an expression, if the truth were relevant to the left, there would be no left.
Ooh.
And that's absolutely true. But there's going to be no right if we don't stand up for it either. So AmericanFreedomAlliance.org, I don't know how much time I have, but we're opening with
30 seconds.
With 30 seconds. Oh, my gosh. It's at the Lux Sunset Boulevard Hotel in Westwood. The cost right now, because we missed the early bird, is $150. But if you use the code TRS, we can get you tickets at a discount. It includes lunch. It's 8 unbelievable hours of 21 speakers. That includes Charlie Kirk, who from Turning Point USA, the man who's been doing miracles. Again, the mirror image of AOC completely. And Brent Bozell and Bill Whittle and every one of your favorite conservative speakers is going to be there.
If you're not on my email list, you're not going to get the information you need. So head over to the website, therealside.com, sign up for the email list, and this weekend I will send you all the information with that special code on it to get you break. Karen, always a pleasure.
AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
All right. See your host. Bye-bye. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.